Boy, oh boy, I have been having so much fun with this Get More Clients from Your Content Summit series, and we're only 3 episodes in. There are so many more experts for you to hear from. It gives me the tingles. So tell me, how have you been finding them? Have you started implementing some of the things that you've been learning over the last few episodes? Let me know, and because I can tell you, I know that I have. This episode is definitely one that you're going to want to start implementing too, because I am so, so thrilled to have Molly Mahoney with us today. Molly is a leading voice in the AI space, and she's going to teach you how to avoid becoming an AI zombie by uncovering your unique voice and standing out in a crowded marketplace. Here's some things that you're going to learn. The first thing is how to stand out in that sea of AI-generated content. You know, we all know what that means and looks like and smells like, and we do not want you to be just consumed and, you know, be obscured by all of the AI-generated content out there, okay? So we're going to teach you, well, Molly's going to teach you how to stand out. The second thing is that she's going to share with you her VOICE voice framework for uncovering your authentic brand voice. And she's also going to cover why embracing your quirks can actually help you connect with your audience. Need I say more? My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to create content designed to get you more leads. And this is Win the Content Game. Molly Mahoney, OMG. Welcome to the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit. I want to just jump straight into this, and I know you have an incredible framework to share with us all about finding your voice, but before we get into that, I want you to tell us all why this is so important, especially in this day and age. I mean, you've been in this AI space for a long, long time. I would hazard to call you an OG in this space. And so I know that you know a ton about, you've kind of followed the trends, you've seen what's been happening over the past few years. So you are an absolute authority when we talk about why this topic is so important in this day and age. So can you kick us off there, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, I mean, there's two huge things. One is because of all that has happened with AI, we have now filled the planet with AI zombies. I don't know if you are aware, but there are AI zombies everywhere. And Deidre and I would really like to make sure that you don't become an AI zombie.
Please. Yes. No more AI zombies.
Okay. I mean, and that's just like dangerous. It is like disgusting. They're going to come eat your brains. So we don't want any AI zombies out there eating your brains. The second is because there's so many AI zombies out there, it becomes harder and harder for our content to really stand out. And what I mean by an AI zombie is that people are creating this boring content that is exactly the same as everybody else because they're just using these AI tools to create everything. And what's so cool about what we're going to talk about today is that you're really going to give yourself the gift of taking the time to figure out who you are first, so that you're bringing something unique to the marketplace. You're bringing something unique to the content platforms rather than just regurgitating the same thing that everybody else is talking about.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. And the reason why I'm so excited is because, to your point, like I have seen, you know, obviously being in AI, I have seen the copy, the, you know, where we started, which is just like a prompt here, copy and paste straight out. And I think we all know that we have unleashed and the treasure trove of AI language. But you know what has happened, Molly, and I'm sure you've seen this, is that, you know, we've always had to find our own voice. Like, this is not a new thing, but it is so heightened today.
This is the point, is that, like, I even wrote a children's book that is sneakily about finding your own voice. And people try to avoid it. So I had to put it into a Trojan horse of a children's book so that I could get it in front of adults and read it to their kids.
That is genius. I'm going to put that. Yeah, that is genius. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's get into it. You have a framework that you're going to share with us about finding your voice. So please kick us off, Molly.
Okay, so what we're going to do first is we're going to go through the whole framework and then we're going to come back and dive deep into it. So I'm going to go kind of quickly through this, but know that we're going to get really juicy and into the meat of all the magic. So the first piece of this voice framework, which I know is going to totally blow your mind and you're going to be like, whoa, how does that even work? The first piece is the V of this acronym, V-O-I-C-E. The V is your voice. The very first thing that we're going to do is we're going to capture your own unique personality. We're going to figure out things that make you awesome. I know that.
You literally, yeah, my mind is splattered over there on the other wall. What?
And I think the reason that we're starting with the voice framework, with the word voice, and that that's the most important thing, is that it's actually more than just figuring out who you are. That is really important. It's the most important piece of the whole entire process. But then there are other things that we need to do in order to fully communicate this with these AI tools, with the people that we're speaking to. So honestly, even though this is a framework that you can use for prompting AI tools to really understand who you are and sound more like you, this is also something that you can do with your team, with human beings. It doesn't only work with AI. So just keep that in mind. Okay. The voice is the first piece. And I'm going to go on to the second one, which is your objective. So where your voice explains who you're speaking as, it explains your unique personality, and we can get deeper into the brand voice elements. The objective helps to define your goal. So what is the purpose of this content that you're creating? What is the purpose of this initiative that you're starting? So you want to define the goal. That is it to drive sales? Is it to boost engagement? Is it to educate? Is it to deepen the connection? What is the actual purpose? That is number two.
That is incredibly important. And I am, you know, for anyone who has signed up to the All Access Pass, like we are going to actually do a how-to, like a deep dive into each of these. But if you wouldn't mind, Molly, like, you know, these, I think you are going to. So we're going to do the overall and then you're going to go back and go, okay, what do we actually do in voice? And yeah, great. Let's keep going. Please. Yes. Okay. Number three.
Or we can, I don't know. I was trying to make sure I'm staying in alignment with the way that we're recording this now. So why don't I just give all of them like Deidre just said, and then we can go back and do some questions. The next one after the objective is the insights. And so this is where you're going to share more information about your business, about your audience, about their challenges, your ideal clients. And what I like to put in this section are any rules that you would like this AI tool to follow. So it could be like, you know, always speak in first person. It could be all sentences are a paragraph, right? To spread things out a little bit more. It could be that you want to make sure that you only ask one question at a time. Like there's all kinds of rules that we'll include inside this insight section. It's more of where we're giving it like, these are the facts. This is actually what's happening behind the scenes. And these are the rules. This is what we want you to do. Okay. The next one is the composition. And so the composition is the structure. So do we want this to be written in a blog post format, in a social media format? I mean, Capshow is so great at structuring even between different platforms, right? You can tell that there's something that they're doing behind the scenes to make things right for Facebook compared to Instagram or LinkedIn or Twitter or X or whatever we call it, right? So that's the C, that's for composition. And then the final thing is the E, which is one that we skip often, is examples. So sometimes I'll see people ask for something out of an AI tool, whether it's ChatGPT or whatever, and it doesn't give them what they want. And then they're mad. And I'm like, well, did you even know what you wanted? Like, can you give examples of what you'd like? So the clearer you are on what you'd actually like on the other side, the better. And that's where the examples come in.
Oh, this is so awesome. Okay. I do want to spend a little bit of time on the V, if you wouldn't mind, Molly, because I think this is, it's the start of all of this, and it's probably the most important to get right. Correct me if I'm wrong here, because if we don't get this right, the rest of it doesn't matter.
Oh, 1,000%, because you can have something that is written in a proper format, but it's still a zombie. So the thing that's really going to make things unique and authentic seeming and all of that is this figuring out who you are. And so we have a whole process that we go through in order to really understand what your own individual authenticity indicators are. It helps you to have more confidence. It helps you to deepen that connection with your ideal client. And it also helps to push people away, which we don't always think about. But when you've got a really great brand voice dialed in, that's where people start to run away from you as quickly as they run toward you, which is really where it gets really hot.
Yes. Okay. So in terms of the voice, like finding a voice, let's get into this framework a little bit more, or how you help people hear, because I think this is, yeah, to your point, like this is a part that's going to polarize people, right?
It totally is. So before we even get into what your business does, we start with who you are as a human being. And I have a long background as a professional performer. And when I was getting my BFA in theater, I remember walking into the room, and on the side of this classroom, it was Michael Nearing's classroom, on the side of the classroom, there was this giant chart. And this chart is known as the Stanislavski chart for actors. Konstantin Stanislavski is like the OG Russian theorist on how to be Meryl Streep. And what he says on this chart, there's all of these things. And I remember it so clearly. And if you Google it, you can see this chart. At the very bottom, there's one huge section. And then there's all of these little things that pop up from it. So it's like the moment before, which is where you really think about what's happening before you, you know, you connect with, not only think about, you connect with what's happening in the world of the character before you start a scene or before you hit action, right? Before you hit record. There's all these different things. And underneath all of those little things on the top, there's one huge section at the bottom, and it says, work on one's self. And so if you don't take the time to actually work on who you are first before you move into everything else, you're either going to create something that is kind of just blah and not really, it's like nebulous. It's this thing that has no stickiness, or you're going to create something that you actually don't love. And how sad is that if you end up attracting all of the wrong people and you have to burn your whole business to the ground, right? So what we want to do first is we want to look at what would you love? And so we figure out in your life, what are the things you dream about? What are the things that you really want to make happen? Then we move into the things that make you uniquely awesome. And we do an exercise that we call the quesadilla of awesome. It's the same exercise that's in my children's book. And we take business owners through it. There's an acronym that we go through, which I know you know about, but we can dive deeper into that acronym if you'd like to.
Yeah, no, let's do it. I'm excited about following this through.
Okay. So you've got to take the time to actually figure out who you are. And so this is something that I developed years and years ago when I was in New York as a professional musical theater performer. And when I started teaching singing lessons, I realized it was wild to me that there were people who had Broadway credits who were equally as nervous as the people who were just getting started. And sometimes the people who were just getting started had lower stakes. So it was interesting to me that sometimes the people who were further along in their career were actually getting into more of a headspace than the people who were just getting started. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a list of 20 things that make you a uniquely awesome human being. Do you want to go through the list?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
The first thing is your skill sets, and those are the things that you're naturally gifted at. So, you know, like balancing a checkbook may be something that some of us are gifted at, while others of us are gifted at having conversations at a party, right? Like, one of those things you're just naturally gifted at. The next is your appearance. And so we were actually talking about this earlier before we started the video today, that I just have this section of hair that somehow does not hold a curl. And then it just, I mean, I think it's like obviously in alignment. We can see that this is where my gray hair is here. So maybe I just need to give some more love to my gray hair. But right before we started, I was like, oh my gosh, this piece of hair. It like makes me cough. I mean, all the things. So this is actually interesting though, because when I first started to go gray just in this one part of my hair, it looked, when I was on camera, it would look like I had a bald spot because I was dyeing all of my hair brown and then this section would grow in quicker. And so no one probably noticed this, but I would notice it. And so that's actually why I started dyeing my hair blue and purple just right here, because I would bleach it. And then as it would grow in, it would be okay because it would fade really nicely into the gray. Then in 2020, I just let it all go, right? And I like sometimes dye it blue. But for me, now this has become a part of like who I am, and it's become a part of what I love about my hair rather than it being something that made me feel self-conscious or uncomfortable.
And that's like, I want everyone who's watching and listening to this to hear that, hear what Molly's saying. The things that we get self-conscious about, or the things that we tend to try to run away from for ourselves, this is the stuff that actually makes you authentically you. This is stuff that people actually want to connect with, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And you know what? I heard Maria Wendt mention this the other day, and I think this is so funny, and I'm going to talk about this all the time now. I think it was Jenna Kushner. She said her highest, I think it was her, her highest converting webinar. Do you know what was happening during that webinar?
No.
That she got really bad hiccups and she couldn't control her uncontrollable hiccups. But I bet it was super funny.
Yes.
Like, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, can I force myself to get hiccups on my next master webinar? Because I bet it was so funny to see her try and stay focused and deliver value while also navigating the hiccups, that people appreciated her and they understood, like, even if things go wrong, she's going to be there for us.
Yeah, 100%. That is, I mean, if you can develop that skill, that is definitely a skill set.
Totally. And that's really what this gives us, is it's like, in moments where you may freak out because things have gone wrong, if you can recognize that those are the moments that are actually the golden gift. I call them big sparkly boulders, right? They're like little sparkly boulders coming to mess you up. But if you can learn to play with them and to use them as a win, you're going to do so much better than people who have everything go perfectly, because perfect is boring.
Yes. So 100%. Yeah,
that's your appearance. 100%. The next one is your activities. So what activities do you love? Now, this is maybe far-fetched, but I'd say this is one of the things that I love about what you guys have done with the sloth. Now, the sloth may not be an activity, but hello, something that I don't have a sloth, but I do have a crocheted banana phone.
Oh, yes, your banana phone. I love it. Yep.
Right, and these little things that, you know, I do love fiber arts and crocheting, but like when we think of the activities that we love, and we bring those into what we're doing in our business and our copywriting, all of that, it makes it unique. It makes it something that is memorable. It creates that stickiness and deepens that connection.
Right? I wish that I could say, oh yeah, all of this was like a mastermind. You know, we masterminded all of this, but honestly, I kind of like just, we accidentally stumbled upon, hey, let's just have fun with this stuff. But I think that's...
my shirt right before coming on, because my shirt was kind of wrinkled, but I had on my shirt that says the more fun you have, the more money you make, and I changed it last minute. I shouldn't have.
Oh, you should have kept it. Oh my gosh, we could have done the whole talk on that. But I think that is, you know, when you say activities, and sometimes it's hard for us. Do we just go like, oh, I like, I don't know, snowboarding and, you know, those types of activities? And yes, some of it can be, but I think it's just genuinely going back to like, what do you have fun with? Right? Like, that's 100%. Really what you're talking about.
Totally. And like, you know, it's such a real palpable thing that I was speaking at an event in Hawaii, and the MC was my friend Brian, and he introduced me with this disco ball banana.
Oh my gosh.
He gave me a disco ball banana.
How many of these banana phones do you have now?
Right here, I only have these two, but I have like at least five. That is a yellow banana that you can see right there. And then I have like an ornament hanging. I have lots of golden ones. I even have, look at this one. Okay. This one I bought myself, but I bought it in Barcelona. It's a stress.
Gosh, what? I was like, I was like, that looks like a legit ripe banana right there, but it's a stress on that.
Yeah.
That anyway, is so cool.
But now what's happened is when our clients see bananas, they think like, oh, my future gratitudes are happening. It's like actually become a really important tool. Weird and amazing.
Isn't it funny? Because, yeah, I would hazard a guess that every time your clients see a banana, they think Molly. Just like I get messages from people who saw some sort of sloth merch, just jet or a sloth soft toy or something in the supermarket, and they like message me with a photo to be like, look at what I came across. It's crazy.
It's so true. And we haven't even gotten to the craziest part of this framework, because I have another prop I'll show you in a second.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So we only got, we're at appearance and then activities, right? So those are your skill sets, the things that you're naturally gifted at, your appearance and your activities. Now we're going to move to the next one, which is the V. Oh, I didn't even say, this is the word save, by the way, except it has five letters because I can't spell. So I spell my acronyms wrong.
It's like save. Is that what you say?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah, okay.
Great. The V is for your values. These are the things that you're naturally just like, you really stand for, right? And this could be you as a human. It could be you as a company, but I really like these to be based on you as a human. What do you stand for? So we stand for joy as a fierce form of activism. If people don't want to have the joy that we bring to the business, then they probably don't want to be around us. And that's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
We stand for kindness, the most important thing in my family. We stand for inclusion and welcoming people of all backgrounds and all types and everything. So those values make us different than other people, which is really important.
Mm, yeah. And, you know, do you have any tips for people who, because I think values, especially when I was in corporate, you know, that it gets kind of bandied about a lot. It's like, yeah, come up with your values. But do you have tips for people to just very simply think about what their values are?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's really like what's important to you. I know we did an exercise as a team also where we took like a huge list of values and then you have to put them in order of what's most important too. And sometimes that's, we could, you know, there's a general idea of what allows us to be happy, what allows us, like, I was talking to a good friend the other day who majored, got his master's in like religious, not religious, it was like theology, theological history or something crazy like that. And he was saying that depending on, like when we look at the difference between different religions, they're all really based on finding happiness. However you word that, it's all really happiness. And then it's about relationships. So if we look at like, is this going to help me develop better relationships and to be happy? Yes or no, right? And that's where you'll find that your values start to start to shift as you're working towards that. Where some people may have more values that are bringing them towards power and like efficiency and things like that. Some people may have more values that are bringing them toward community and like loving, right? So
yes. You've
got to figure out within yourself what really matters and what you really stand for and what resonates.
Yes.
Like slow down and allow yourself to really look at that.
I love that. Okay, so values. And, you know, would you say at a minimum three? If you can identify three values for yourself,
actually we say that you want to have 20 things on this list, right? So you want to have at least four things in each category.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then we're at the E.
The final one. Are you ready for it?
I think I am.
Things you like to eat.
What?
Okay. Let me show you. Okay. Now, this may seem weird. And the banana phone is just like, it's kind of a magical thing because it spans across a lot of different things. It stands for our values and our like future gratituding. It is a thing you like to eat. But for us, the biggest, most important vegetable that you could focus on, I'm just kidding, food that you can focus on is a food that is polarizing. So it could be like Vegemite, or it could be like, you have a polarizing food that you can talk about that you either love or hate. And for me, the most polarizing, wonderful, magical food is the Brussels sprout.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
If you can write on your personal Facebook profile the words Brussels sprouts, yes or no, you will unlock the algorithm like you would never believe. And just how you were saying that people send you pictures, the Brussels sprout is really what people send me the most pictures of. But I have this dish towel that four people have sent me. It says, every day I'm Brusselin.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Wait, so you have at least four of these?
Four types of food. Four dish towels. Yeah, I've got, which is so weird. I love it. I'm here for it. So.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll never run out of dish towels. You'll be like, I need to clean the kitchen, or I need to clean my plates. I've got the dish. That is so cool. Okay, so sorry, keep going.
On things that you actually really love, don't just like, or you actually really don't like. Like, really take the time to figure out who you are as a human before you just like pick random things.
And so I love the example that you gave about Brussels sprouts and just even going like, just do a post of like Brussels, and you would say insert whatever. So for me, like Vegemite, yes or no.
Yes.
And we'll be like, what in the world is Vegemite?
Exactly. So yours could maybe be like, have you ever had Vegemite? Like, you know, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So finding your, so, and that, the exercise of even doing that, the E part, is really just to start to let people in into what is it about you that might be different.
Finding that common denominator. So it's that human stuff that everybody can talk about. And if we keep everything so focused on our business or our ideal clients or whatever, and we don't ever talk about who we are as humans, we miss the mark.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, so important. I love this session. This, like, this is actually so much fun. First of all, thank you, Molly. But it's, yeah, seriously. And, but I think it's so important because what you just actually laid out, the SAVE framework to find your voice, I think it's, we don't do this enough, as in we don't actually pause and think about this stuff enough. And I think if we just did this, you know, just gave us, did ourselves a favor and spent even an hour doing this exercise of listing at least 20 things, then I think it would provide so much clarity for each and every one of us to be like, oh, not only is this stuff that I can talk about, but this is stuff that actually, you know, starts to create that brand voice, the, you know, how you position, how you actually show up to your audience, right?
Yeah. Totally. I mean, it weaves through everything that you do. And for me, it's something that we put into our custom GPTs that we're building with ChatGPT. Like, and it literally just says, we have a whole brand voice guide that we go through. And the top is your company details, which is like very basic things about your company, what makes your company different. And then what makes the owner or the forward facing face of the brand awesome. So it literally, mine says, what makes Molly awesome?
So and good.
All the time. It's not something that's just like, you know, I don't use like lip service on this stuff. Can I screen share? I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, I haven't set up the screen share thing yet.
Just trust me. It's real.
Yes. Awesome.
It's
okay.
It's a real thing.
I love this. Thank you so much, Molly. You've been amazing. So we've had scrolling for a while now, your confident conversation guide link. Could you just tell us a little bit more about what this guide is?
Sure. Okay. And I'm really excited because you're the first person I'm actually talking to about this. Mm-hmm. This is something that I created as a part of my new book, which is called
Choose Confidence. Okay. Everyone go buy this book as well.
I'm really excited about it. But this is, so I created this gift as something to go with Choose Confidence. And really it is 17 secrets to command any room. And you know what is really funny? And this is not intentional, but do you want to know the first secret?
Voice. Save. Save your voice.
Which is hilarious.
But so good.
Each of these steps has a secret. So the secret in embracing your unique voice is the fact that your authenticity is your superpower. Your weird is awesome. And then there's an action step on what you can do next with each of these steps. So there are 17 of these. I have done loads of work in the world of communication, in the world of NLP, in the world as a performer, professionally on stage, and here communicating on social. So if you are really wanting to have more powerful conversations and inspire people into action, go grab it. It's amazing. You'll get it right away. It's dope.
Okay. Well, I'm there. I'm signing up right now. Thank you so much, Molly. This has been awesome. And for everyone who has the All Access Pass, the cool thing is that we're actually going to be doing a deep dive with Molly, and she's going to go even deeper into the rest of, because, you know, she's covered the V of voice. So we're going to go into the O, I, C, and E. So All Access Pass holders, you have access to that pretty much immediately. And for everyone else, if you are not yet an All Access Pass holder, what are you doing? You need to get under the hood of ICE. We'll leave the link to upgrade your pass to that in the description. So thank you so much, Molly. And for everyone else, we'll see you soon. Okay, seriously, I was personally scribbling down so many notes, I was struggling to keep up. We just learned the power of embracing your unique voice, especially in a world full of AI-generated content. And we also learned Molly's VOICE voice framework, which is going to give you the tools to stand out, connect more deeply with your audience, and bring your authentic self to everything that you create. Remember, it is all about finding what makes you, you. And I'm just giving you a taster right now in this series. I'm just giving you a taster of all the goodness that you can expect from the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit. And so if you want the whole smorgasbord, then register for free now. Just go to capsho.com/summit. That is capsho.com/summit. And we will see you there.